Yes, you lovely people, if you're not already, make sure you give us a follow over on Spotify.
The time has finally come for me to announce. Hello everybody, welcome back to a very special edition of the Fozzcast, because today I've got an announcement to make, lads, haven't I?
You have.
It's a big one. The time has finally come for me to announce my retirement. Da, da, da. Aren't we supposed to, can we get like music to do that instead of me, please? I have, however, got a belting story for you, and it will explain my reasons why I know finally that it is time to hang the gloves up and enter into retirement. So I'm going to take you back to last Tuesday. So just over a week ago, I'm sitting at home. I'm having a nice time. We do all our media stuff. We do podcasts. We do videos, all that kind of stuff, right? The phone rings, yeah? And it's a guy who I know who is, he's now an agent. His name's Richard Lee. He works as basically a super goalkeeper agent.
He used to be your number two at Watford as well,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, he used to be my number two at Watford. I know him really well, too. He's a top lad. Anyway, my phone rings. So I'm thinking, Richard Lee, football agent. This is interesting. Okay, boom. And he's like, Fozzy, listen, I know a team that wants to sign you. I've spoke to somebody already today, and it is like good to go. They want to sign you, basically, yeah? It's as simple as that. We just need to nail down terms, nail down wages, all that kind of stuff. I was like, all right. And he went, right, you ready for it? I went, yeah, cool. Newcastle United.
Wow.
Yeah.
Big Newcastle. Boys.
Wow. Newcastle United.
On the up.
Basically the richest team in world football right now.
Yeah.
Basically, Carl Darlow, that day or the day before in training, had gone down with an injury. He's done his ankle in a really bad way. Like, I'm talking maybe a 3 or 4 monther or something. And so they need a backup goalie, like ASAP, though. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm still a free agent. The transfer window is closed, but because I'm a free agent, I can go and sign. It's not a problem. And he's like, what do you think? And I'm like, wow. So just for a bit of context, I live in the Midlands. To get to Newcastle by car is 4 hours. Yeah,
it's a bit of a trek, isn't it?
It's a bit of a trek, mate. It's not the sort of one that you can commute to every day and back and forth and all that kind of stuff. Bearing in mind, I live in the Midlands. I've lived in the Midlands for the last sort of 10 years since I left basically Man United,
yeah.
Moved back down here, signed for Birmingham, been playing for West Brom for the best part of 9 years. Even when I was at Watford, I was driving back and forth every day. So I'm established in the Midlands, right? The kids go to school, it works, it's perfect for me. We've got the family unit, all that kind of stuff. But this offer comes in and it's Newcastle, and genuinely, I've gone, oh my gosh, this is massive.
It is massive, isn't it?
It's massive. To be able to sign for a club that you know is they're going to be winning Premier Leagues within the next sort of like 3 or 4 years, yeah? It's as simple as that, right? They're going to be up there challenging. And to be one of the guys that's been there from the ground level, from the get-go, and seen how it kind of builds, yeah? It was really interesting to me. So interesting, to the point where I'm talking to Richard Lee and I've gone, okay, I want this amount of money, right? And the amount of money I asked for, right? I kind of had this feeling in me that I didn't really want to do it just because of the upheaval, but I thought, if they're going to pay me a really good wage, it's something that I've got to, or like, you've got to respect it, yeah? If they're willing to pay you this amount of money, you've got to respect it. It's as simple as that. So I said a weekly wage that I wanted, and Richard Lee went, cool, I'll go back now to Newcastle and I'll talk to them, and we'll go from there.
When you said that, did you think they were going to go, no, that's not for us?
Yes, right. That's exactly what I thought, okay? And honestly, deep down, I kind of hoped they were going to say that as well. Because when I heard about Newcastle, straight away, it kind of made me go, well, it's a nice feeling at least, do you know what I mean? To feel that sort of bit, feel wanted.
To wanted, yeah.
Yeah, because I think I'll tell you a few more stories in a bit as well, but since the end of last season, we had a few offers, yeah? But none of them were like real Premier League concrete offers, do you know what I mean? So to get this offer in the first place, I was kind of like, it's kind of nice, that, to be fair. It's a nice feeling, do you know what I mean? To feel wanted still. I've asked for this amount of money, and anyway, he's gone away. He's come back about an hour later and he's gone, right, Ben, they're not going to do it. They're not going to pay you that amount of wages, right? They're just not willing to do it. And I was like, that's cool, mate. Listen, I'll be dead honest with you, all right? I'll be dead honest with you. If they're not willing to pay that amount of money, I'm not going to do it, because the upheaval and having to go and live away from the family, because it's not like I can travel back and forth. Mm-mm. I'll have to get a place up there. I'll have to live away from the family by myself for 4 or 5 days a week.
Potentially one day off per week as well. So in that day off, you're coming home,
yeah,
but you've got 8 hours of travel.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to bear in mind, I'm 39 years old, right? If I'm in my 20s, it's a no-brainer.
You're going straight
to
Newcastle.
Well, you're doing it, yeah? You're having a lovely time as well.
Absolutely.
But I'm 39 years old, and with everything else that I've got going on at the minute, you know, we're doing podcasts, we're doing, you know, football filling on a Monday. We're putting out, you know what I mean? We're putting out a lot of content, you know, and it's people, I've even since like the news broke that I could have signed for Newcastle, I saw so many comments saying, oh, we'd rather just do his YouTube stuff. And it's not about doing the YouTube stuff. It's a genuine, legitimate interest of mine. Do you know what I mean? The podcast, like this, what we're doing now.
Media, isn't it?
It's media. It's media.
Absolutely. And you've got a family.
Exactly. And I do. So I enjoy doing it.
I totally get it.
I really do. I love doing what we're doing, and long may it continue as well. So anyway, he's gone, listen, they're not going to do it. It's as simple as that. They're not going to do it. And I went, that's fine, mate. Honestly, I'm so happy to walk away. I'm not being a dickhead, and I'm not taking the mick. But if they're not willing to match that, then I will walk away, because it's not worth it for me. Do you know what I mean?
It wasn't really a negotiation, was it, Ben? It was like, listen, if that number's not met, it's not like I'm going to kick it. That's it.
Yeah, cool.
Or just thanks very much.
No hard feelings. No. Genuinely no hard feelings. Like the amount of times I've spoke about Newcastle on podcast as well and said, what a football club. What a football club. Like the atmosphere at St James's Park, the fans, like they are incredible, right? I was with Rob Elliott all of last year, and the good things that he said about Newcastle were just ridiculous, mate. He said, honestly, Fozzy, it's like a different world up there. Honestly, he said, once you're up there and you're in it,
so passionate, and they're lovely, lovely people.
Exactly that. He said they are the best fans in the world. He said, like, you go for dinner and people will be like, oh, really nice, and they're just so respectful. He said it's just one of the best clubs that you could possibly go to.
It would have to be, I think, with the position you're in, it'd have to be something really appealing, and there were very few clubs, Newcastle being one of them, weren't and I know, like, history wise they haven't won like loads of, you know, major honours.
They will be soon,
but they will be. It's the stadium, the fan base, like, you look at it and you think worldwide, over the years they could be massive worldwide, couldn't they?
So, anyway, I've said to Richard Lee, listen, no, I'm not being bad, and I'm happy to walk away, say thank you to them, you know what I mean? No hard feelings. It's cool. It's not a problem. And he went, well, we're just going to have to walk away then, because we're not going to get there. I went, all right, that's fine, not a problem. Anyway, about another hour later, the phone rings, and it's Richard Lee again. And he's
are you thinking when you see that?
So, Luke, when I see this now, I'm thinking, he's got another offer. Like, they've come back with something, surely. Right. Like, and he's like, Fozzy, he says, we're getting closer. I think they might do it, you know. And as soon as he said this, right, honestly, I had this sinking feeling inside of me, because deep down, I didn't want to do it. And this sounds mad. And honestly, this is such a hard thing to explain, because I know for a fact there will be millions of people up and down the country, worldwide, whatever, that will say, you've just been offered a contract, a really, really good contract by the richest team in the world, right? To go and be second choice goalkeeper, you can be part of something. Do you know what I mean? But I just didn't want to do it. Honestly, I had this deep feeling, because the wrench of it is the fact I'd have to move away from home. That would kill me. You know what I mean? If I'm in an apartment in Newcastle by myself, away from my family, I don't think people can understand. That's hard to do. That is really, really hard to do.
Especially at the age that you are.
Especially at the age that I am, and especially with everything else I've got going on.
Working as well with Fozzy, the other thing as well, you'd be working with Nick Pope, wouldn't you?
It would be incredible. Like, Popey's the man, honestly.
I love Nick Pope.
Like, I love Nick Pope. Like, their goalie coach is a top man. They've got a British core of players in the team anyway.
Well, the gaffer, Eddie Howe.
The gaffer. So I know for a fact if I'd gone up there, I'd have had an amazing time for sure. The lads would have been absolutely brilliant, and I'd have buzzed off the stadium, the fans, all that kind of stuff. But the overriding sinking feeling was, I don't want to do this. And do you know that gut feeling? Do you know?
Yeah, people always go with
Do you know
gut
when
feeling.
People say you've got to go with your gut feeling, right? I had this feeling deep down. I was like, I don't want to do it. I just don't want to do it.
And when Fozzie, when he said we're getting closer, you've then rang me and you've gone, right, I think we're going to have to go to Newcastle. I think we might be on for Newcastle, didn't you? So the call had gone out and this was what, 8 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
So 8 o'clock at night, I'm packing an overnight bag. The phone rings, we're getting closer.
Yeah.
And then what?
So, so I've basically said to Tom, listen, mate, I think this could happen. You know, I think they could meet the demands that I want. Contract to the end of the season, really nice contract. So would you be prepared to sort of drive me up to Newcastle basically and sort of like, we'll do the medical. They want me to literally do the medical tomorrow. and I said, we're at the point where I'm waiting for another call from Richard, the agent, to basically just go, yeah, they've done it. They've agreed to everything. Brilliant. Get yourself up to Newcastle. Medical's booked for tomorrow morning. So another half an hour passes. Phone rings. Richard Lee. Fozzie, they've done it. Mate, they've done it. They've agreed the contract. They've literally agreed the contract. They've just sent it through. Everything you wanted, absolutely fine. They want you up there tonight. They've already booked you the hotel and you've got your medical in the morning. And I went, oh my gosh. And so I'm on the phone and Richard Lee is buzzing because he's this deal has come through. And he was like, I can't believe it. Honestly, Fozzie, this is incredible. Like, it's absolutely amazing. But I'm there on the other end going, okay, mate. I went, give me half an hour, right? And he's still buzzing. He's like, yeah, cool, not a problem. I'll give you half an hour, no worries. So this is the point where I'm going, oh, wow. Oh, wow.
At this point, Fozzie, as well, this is the considerations that people need to understand. You've got a very serious, first and foremost, conversation going on at home.
Yep.
Yeah, what was Kate saying?
So, yeah, exactly. The Kate was very much along the lines of, it's babe, it's completely up to you. Like, it is literally completely up to you. We can make it work. You're going to obviously have to move up there and you're going to be away from the family a bit. The kids are in school. We can't pull the kids out of school. So we'll stay here. You're going to have to go up there. And when you get days off, you'll just have to come home and we'll make it work as much as we can. So it was very much up in the air and it was my decision. I had to think about it. But at this point, so this is the point where I'm like, wow, I need to ring people and I need to ask people and I need to talk to people. So straight away I rung Boaz Myhill, my mate Boaz Myhill. And I went, Bo, because Bo's a sensible guy, right? And he's quite similar to me. He's very family orientated. He'll get me. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. He'll get me. So I've rung Bo and I've gone, mate, listen, I've had an offer from a football club and my head's spinning. I don't know what to do. And he went, wow, okay, cool. So I've explained everything, told him, and he is just pissing himself laughing down the phone. He is just laughing his head off, right? And he's going, Fozzie, what, mate? How, like, you're 39 years old. What, like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. And I'm like, mate, I know. Can I have some advice, please? And he's like, listen, he goes, I know you. He says, I know you. And if you're willing to be able to live away from your family for 4 or 5 nights a week, yeah? He said, do it. But I know you, and I don't think you can do that. I don't think you'll be comfortable living up there 4 hours away in the car from your family for the next 9 months. And I was like, wow, wow. And so that was one point of view. I text Aaron Ramsdale to say, like, mate, what's Eddie Howe like? Do you know what I mean? Is he a good guy? Is he a nice manager? Like, all that kind of stuff. Like, how does he work? Straight away text back. He's top man. He's absolutely top man. What he normally does is the team will have a Sunday off. You might get a day off in the week or something like that.
Yeah.
But he's top man. You'll love playing for him, honestly. I know that Nick Pope's there. I love Nick Pope a bit. So I'd love working with Nick Pope and pushing him. But I still had this gut feeling, Tubes. I did. I had this gut feeling that was saying, don't do it. Do not do it, right? So anyway, at this point, I'm eating my dinner, right? And the kids are there. The kids know. The kids are like...
You told the kids?
Oh, we told the kids at this point. Oh, okay. So the kids are like looking at me going, what are you going to do, Dad? And I'm kind of like, I'm eating food, but I'm not even tasting it. I'm like, oh, God.
I text you said, I'm ready to go when you are. Yeah. I'm ready to... Like, so I didn't even bother. Like, I'm not being funny. You, like, it wasn't that kind of conversation with us, was it? Because it was like... I can't really comment on this because of the business
side. You've got to stay impartial.
And that ever.
Well,
so
that's
I
was going to ask. What, as a best mate and a business partner, agent. What,
I didn't. I purposely didn't. I said, I'm ready to go where you are. I've got a bag packed. If you want to go, go. I'd have loved to have seen it from a business point of view.
Yeah.
I'd have loved to have done it because I think it would have grown the channel, the podcast, everything else. And more importantly, because I know he's got it in the locker.
Because we played golf. You know, you couldn't play, but we played golf. We were like, Ben can't retire now. We were like, he's too good. He's too good. Like,
that's my only thing.
Yeah.
I know you've still got it.
Like I say, I know I'm fit as a fiddle still. Like,
you were out this morning for 2 hours,
mate,
on the bike.
I was out on the bike this morning. Like, every day I buzz off the fact that I can wake up, I can do what I want to do when I want to do it. So it normally starts with me in the gym, smashing the gym for like an hour or 2 hours, or I'll be out on the bike like this morning. So I'm fit as a fiddle.
Do you miss playing football?
No. That's the thing, Jubes.
Well, there we
I
go,
genuinely
then.
Yeah. Don't. Honestly, I don't miss.
I think there's the perspective though, Ben. I think there is the perspective because there will be a lot of people going, I'd give anything for this.
I totally agree.
But I think...
Ben's done it for 20 years.
I think this is the perspective, isn't it, Jubes?
You've got to be... Like, yeah, you can't go...
20 years.
He's made the wrong decision. It's his decision.
And it's not like he's 31.
No.
Right?
Yeah,
you're nearly 40.
Yes.
You've done it for 20 years.
Personal
choice. You've had 20 years of... And yes, there's more to life than money.
For sure.
But it's 20 years of being on someone else's timetable, missing birthdays, missing Christmases... And for what anyone will say about money, your kids' birthdays and family...
Yeah, you can't buy that.
That's more important.
That's invaluable. That is invaluable. I think when I'm sitting there eating dinner and the kids are next to me and they're like, Dad, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm trying to explain to them, like, listen, if I do this, I'm gonna have to move away from home. You know that, yeah?
What did they say? Go for it.
But Louis, my son's like, yeah, but Dad, you're playing for Newcastle. Like, do it. Like, do it.
Go on, Louis.
You've got another FIFA card, yeah.
Dad, you're going to be playing for Newcastle. You're going to be playing for all these amazing players. Saint Maximum. He kept going, you'll be playing with Saint Maximum. You'll know Saint Maximum. And I'm like, yeah, I know, that's cool. But do you know that I've got to live away from home? But like, I know they get it, but not fully. Do you know what I mean? My daughter was definitely a bit more... Okay, look at it from the practical side of, oh, you're going to be away from home like all week, basically. And that kind of, I could still see her face a little bit sort of, not, a little bit of worry in the back
processing
of her head.
Processing it. Yeah,
processing it a little bit. Bear in mind, my kids are 12 and 13. So anyway, yeah, I'm eating my dinner and then I've just gone, no.
I'm not doing it.
It's as simple as that. I'm not doing it. I've processed enough. I've thought about it enough. And I know it's only been an hour and a half, 2 hours since the offer was concrete, but I'm not doing it.
Plus, they want you to do it the next day.
Oh, they
want,
so
you didn't really have time to think about it.
I was going up tonight and I'm doing the medical tomorrow and I'm signing tomorrow afternoon. It's as simple as that.
How awkward was that phone call?
So...
Hello.
So at this point, I've gone...
Sorry.
So it's still kind of time is of the essence here. I need to let them know and I need to... Do you know what I mean? Or at this point, I had already got a text message from the Newcastle United liaison officer to say, your hotel. He said, your hotel's booked. This is the hotel. I've got two rooms booked for you at the Hilton Docks. I don't know, whatever it is.
It was a flexi room at the Premier League. They were fine.
So, and then he had like instructions for the morning. Like, then you're here. So at this point, I'm thinking, oh, well, I need to let them know as soon as possible, okay? So my first port call was Richard Lee. So... Richard Lee, the agent who had been doing the deal. So I rung Richard and I said, mate, listen, I can't do it. I'm not doing it, mate. And he genuinely went, yeah, good un. And I went, mate, I'm not joking. I can't do it, mate. I'm really, really sorry. I am. I'm really sorry. First of all, just because I feel like I've wasted his time. Do you know what I mean? I don't like doing that to people. I like to be quite clear, quite transparent, and just it is what it is. And I felt like I'd wasted his time. And then for him to have to go and tell Newcastle that the deal's off just makes him look like a bit of a dickhead. Do you know what I mean? I didn't like that. So I was like, mate, I'm so sorry, but I just can't do it, mate. I really can't. If I go up there, I might still be able to put a bit of a face on and a bit of a show, but I won't be me. It won't be the same me.
You have to be.
And that's the thing. I've got to be happy. I've got to be comfortable. And I won't be able to do that if I'm that far away from my family. And then at that point, he kind of went, wow, mate. Like, oh, mate.
Putting the phone down.
Oh, he was gutted. Honestly, he was gutted. He was so gutted. His voice went from, yeah, when he answered it to,
okay, Ben.
Oh, wow, I can't. Fuzzy. Yeah. Like, are you sure? And he kept saying, are you sure? Like, think about it. You'll be able to do this. And I'm going, mate, listen, I'm not doing it. And he went, wow.
You'd be going to go out and tup-tup Palace 3 nights a week.
I know, yeah, proper out. So anyway, I know the chief execer at Newcastle, Dan Ashworth, because he was a chief executive at West Brom, and I actually get on really well with Dan. So I said to Rich, I said, listen, mate, I'm going to ring Dan Ashton now and I'm going to let him know, okay? Because I can't let you do that. I can't let you be the guy that takes all the flak, basically. Yeah, yeah. Because they need to get a goalie signed. They need to get somebody signed ASAP, yeah? So I said, I'll ring Dan Ashworth now and I'll tell him, okay? So I ring him up and Dan answers the phone and he went, Fozzy, we all good, yeah? And I went, mate, I've got some bad news. I can't sign, mate. I'm so sorry. I told him everything that we've already spoke about. Listen, I can't move away from the family. It would kill me, all that kind of stuff. And you know what? Dan Ashworth is top man anyway. And he is, as far as chief execs go, yeah, I guarantee you any club in this country, if they had him as a chief executive, would flourish. He is the best out there. He is like the gold standard of chief execs. So I've told him all this, and you know what? He was so sound about it. He went, Fozzy. Yeah, he went, Fozzy. He goes, you know what? This is a tough call for you to make here. And I mean, he was talking about the actual phone call.
Yeah.
And he went, this is a tough call for you to make here. He said, but I actually really appreciate it. He said, if we'd have got to tomorrow and you'd have rung me and said, I'm not doing it, and we've got all the medicals booked and times of the essence.
Yeah,
he said, I'd have been pissed off. Yeah. He said, honestly, I'd have been pissed off. You'd have stitched us up. He said, but doing it now, I appreciate it. I really, really do. So fair play to you, mate. And I was like, mate, that's class. Dan Ashworth, what a guy. So yeah, that is off the back of that. That is what's made me inside go, I think I know it's time. I do. I think I now know it's time. Because if I'm turning that down, you are never getting a better offer than that. I'm almost certain of it.
Tudor's right? Got one for you.
Yep. So what about next season? Like end of this season, and then the MLS come calling.
Ooh, what, like LAFC or LA Galaxy?
Oh, yeah. That's... do you know what, right? Honestly, I will be fit as a fiddle when that time comes around. And if it's something that you've got to consider. You've got to consider it. And I'll consider it the same way as I considered this Newcastle deal, okay? I'll tell you about a few other offers I had at the end of the season as well. But I think something like that, I've always spoke about wanting to go out to the MLS and play out in the MLS. Mm. So I think I'll never, ever fully close the door to it. But I think with what's just happened with Newcastle, I needed some sort of clarity as to what I'm doing. Do you know what I mean? And I know we're doing a lot of podcast stuff. We're going to do a lot of this and I keep myself fit and all that kind of stuff. But I think I just need to tick that box off in my head to say I'm not looking for a football club at this moment in time. And for sure, if something comes up in another 6 months or whatever, I'll assess it. But it's not something that I'm actively looking for, if that makes sense. But can I say as well, a massive thing for me, and the reason why I know I've made the right decision as well is, right, so I went to bed that night and my head was still spinning. Yeah, it was still spinning.
Did you sleep?
I slept, but my head was spinning, right? And I was so tired, like emotionally tired. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Drained.
Yeah. And all I'd been doing is just on my phone ferreting around kind of thing, but the emotional toll it took on me, right? So I've slept, and I before I went to bed, I thought it'll be interesting to see when I wake up in the morning how I feel. Because if I wake up in the morning and I feel good and I feel happy and I feel at ease with my decision, I know I've made the right decision. But if I wake up and I'm like, what have I done? Oh my God, what have I done? Then that's a problem.
Have you had that what have I done feeling since that phone call?
No.
Not once?
I woke up that morning, Tubes, and honestly, I was buzzing that I made the decision I made.
The correct
genuinely choice, buzzing. Honestly, yeah. Genuinely buzzing. And I had like a smile on my face and I was happy and I was just like, I've done the right thing. I know I've done the right thing. I really, really have. It was an opportunity of a lifetime, genuinely. And I would have buzzed off it up there for all of the reasons that we've spoke about. Yeah. But I think I'm at that point now where I've finally reached the end of the road of being a professional footballer.
See, I find it mad that you don't miss playing football.
No, I don't.
I thought you would.
This is a question. How many footballers genuinely get to retirement age? Let's say Wayne Rooney, Steven Gerrard. How many of them want to play football for wanting to play football? I bet the percentage is really low.
Do you know what it is?
Think?
I think with footballers, you've got to think, like, I think a lot of footballers spend their whole career, 15, 20 years, whatever it is. And being a footballer, right, it's a little bit like being in the army, yeah? It's a weird analogy, but let me explain it, okay? So being a footballer, you are constantly waiting to be told where to be,
what time,
what to wear, all that kind of, you're constant, you just wait to be told, yeah? You get a text message every day about what time training starts, then you got this, then you've got that. So you follow the schedule, yeah? The second you stop playing football, you can do everything on your terms, but you've spent the majority of your life in a certain mode, in a certain way. And people struggle with that, they really do. People struggle with having to think off their own back and go and do something. And if you haven't got anything in, like in the process already, or like if you haven't got a business or something else set up to jump straight into, that can be a genuine problem, Tube. The beauty of it for me is we have thankfully got this. We've got the Cycling GK, we've got the Fozcast podcast, we've got the football fill-in. I can do.
I mean, YouTube is, you know, you're absolutely flying. So you're not going to go, oh, I'm going to struggle for money, because obviously this is absolutely booming.
Even with the money part of it, don't get me wrong. We make
For the mental side.
We make a bit of money on YouTube, and it's fantastic. We've got a lovely team. We have a great time, and I don't want it to ever be about making money. It's about having a focus. Do you know what I mean? It's about having a drive, something to get out of bed for every day, and think, we're going to go and do that today. And I've got the team with me as well. And to share this with the team as well, with yourself coming on the Fozcast, it's so nice, mate. It is. And I'm super, super lucky, because I know for a fact there's footballers out there, there's sports people that when that football tap is turned off, it's like, what do I do? What do I do? Do I become a coach? Do I become somebody in the media? Because being a coach is... it's kind of like being a footballer. You're on the same schedule. You're still being told where to be and what to do and stuff like that. But it's not the same. So with what we're doing, it honestly, it makes it my decision. And that's why that gut feeling for me, I woke up and I went, I've made the right decision. And that was it. Buzzing, absolutely
it's
buzzing.
It's time as well, Ben. So since the end of last season, I don't think people probably realise how involved you are in the day-to-day football filling and Fozcast. So even with the Newcastle decision, it's not like, since you've stopped playing, it's not like this is 2 hours of your week. It's more like five hours a day, which obviously isn't a full-time job for those, you know, nurses and policemen and the world and every other job. But to then just say, right, we're going to have to put that on hold for 9 months and do Newcastle, we've got the team, we'd probably have to come up for 2-3 days a week, and there's a ripple effect, isn't it?
Yeah, I think people also would I think they'd see that as well, and I think that's almost not fair as well. Do you know what I mean? If I'm playing for a football club and then on the side I'm still doing everything we're doing now, because we're doing more now than what we've ever done. Like when I was at Watford, we would do Cycling GK videos, but then the Fozcast would run alongside it, and we'd put an episode out a week, but that was about it. But now we're doing, like I say, with the addition of the football fill-in, the show that goes out every Monday, Fozcast will go out every Thursday. We'll make football videos, we'll go watch football games.
You wouldn't be able to do it.
Wouldn't be able to
you
do
would
it.
Not I'd be struggle. Able to. I mean, football fill-in would go, wouldn't it?
Because it would be, go. It would go. You wouldn't be able to.
Wouldn't.
And I love the football fill-in. Yeah, how good is the football fill-in? You just sit there and talk about what's happened at the weekend.
And you can tell when you're doing it. Like, I've been on a couple, and I've watched them. You generally love doing it.
I buzz off it, mate.
You're proper.
It's so good.
I think it's fair to say then that realistically now at this point, unless, look down the road, unless Aston Villa came in and said, you get 3 days off a week and here's a good salary.
Explain why Aston Villa. Explain why somebody like Aston Villa,
so someone
example.
Like Aston Villa, so we're Leamington Spa, the stadium's an hour, the training ground's half an hour.
40 minutes,
40 minutes. And if they were to turn around and go, being an older goalkeeper, you get an extra day in the week or something like that, that would be a unicorn.
It's a consideration. Anything, you know what I mean? So, something like that that's kind of commutable, not a million miles away, it's a consideration. It has to be a consideration.
And America, like, let's say, obviously, like say, keep yourself in good nick and you're still doing a bit of ball work and everything else. So let's say March rolls around and something really tasty did come in from the MLS. That decision's, although it's 10, 11 hours away on the plane, let's say West Coast.
But you can take the kids.
It's probably
and
easier.
Kate,
That's an easy one, because it's a life experience for the kids, isn't it?
Yes, it is,
They'd love it, wouldn't they?
They would absolutely love it. The MLS season is, 6 months long anyway?
No, it's March through November. And then playoffs in December.
Cool. But yeah, just talking about the MLS, so I wanted to talk about a few other sort of offers that we had at the end of the season. So basically, the Premier League season finished last year. Obviously, didn't end brilliantly with Watford. However, as soon as the season finishes, as normal, I go away on holiday. I just want to get away and I want to let my hair down. I want to have a chill, right? So the very first holiday we went on, so the last game was on a Sunday. On the Monday, we all flew out to Mallorca, the Cycling GK team, me, Tom, Jamie, Frank, the editor, we all, and Kieran, actually, Kieran came with us. so we flew out to Mallorca, we're doing a bit of bike riding, we're having a nice time, just letting our hair down a bit, do you know what I mean? Sort of de-stressing. And anyway, I got a phone call, and it was, again, from Richard Lee, actually, funnily enough. I'm killing Richard Lee, yeah, right, left, and centre, by the way.
Sorry, Richard.
Because he's bringing me some...
Oh, he's lining them up, isn't he? He's racking them up.
And you're just batting them off.
He is, I'll tell you, this way I say he's like the goalie super agent, honestly. Yeah. So he rings me straight away, and this is 2 days into the Mallorca holiday, right? The season finished 2 days ago, and he's gone, Fozzy, I've had an inquiry about you. I went, okay. And he went, what do you think to the MLS? And I went, oh, interesting. Like, genuinely, the MLS actually interests me. It really, really does. And he went, okay, so Atlanta United. And I went, oh my gosh. Atlanta United are one of the big boys, yeah? Mm. They've got this new, brand new 70,000 stadium. It is incredible,
I think,
honestly.
They average 66,000.
Phenomenal. Serious? Honestly, phenomenal. Wow. Atlanta as a city is supposed to be outrageous, like incredible, cultural, like cool
the
as you
music
like.
Music city.
Music, food. It ticks all the boxes. It is beautiful, honestly. Atlanta is absolutely beautiful. Bearing in mind as well, the owner, like he really wants to push Atlanta. He really wants to make them into one of the big teams. So he was like, would you be interested? Brad Guzan, who's the goalkeeper, used to be Villa.
Yeah.
He said he's ruptured his Achilles. He's out for 7 months. Yeah?
And this is rare because it's mid-season.
Yeah,
for
it's
them.
Mid-season. So this was literally slap bang.
Oh,
in
the
so
you go
season.
Straight bang into
yeah.
It.
So he said, would you be interested in Atlanta? And I was like, well, I need to know the details. I need to know sort of like what the package is for one. I need to know when they want me, like how is it going to work, all that kind of stuff. And he was like, okay, cool. We'll set up a call if you want with Atlanta. I went, all right, sweet. And he went, actually, do you know who the, I don't know if he's like the general manager or...
He's like a sporting director
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, sporting director.
Ex-Premier League
Fulham, yeah. Carlos Bocanegra.
Really?
Yeah, big Carlos wow. Bocanegra. Yeah, yeah. So he was like, he goes, should we set up a Zoom call? I was like, cool, mate, set it up, let's have a go. It would be good to have a chat and just see what's what anyway. So we jumped on this Zoom call, and Carlos was cool as you like, honestly. He was proper. He was like, listen, I'm fully aware of everything you're doing with like your media side. And he said, you know what, even to the point where we're kind of happy for you to keep doing it out here, do you know what I mean, with regards to like match day vlogs and all that kind of stuff. You know, we've
if got, they want to grow the club,
exactly,
that's an absolute
yeah. So
perfect
they
way of doing it.
They were open to like the social media side of it and the digital media side of it. He at one point he was like, you got to be a little bit careful around a couple players, he says, because we've got a couple of young lads who he said they're a bit impressionable, so I don't want them thinking they can just get their camera out and do stuff. I'm like, no, don't worry. If ever it was to do it, I'd be a bit careful. Don't worry. But he was like, no, we love it. No, we know you as a footballer. We know a lot about you as a person. You know, you always come really highly recommended. He says the thing is though, we would need you basically ASAP. We need you like now. Do you know what I mean? Our season's in full flow. Brad's just done his Achilles. He's out for a long time, so we need you to come out here ASAP. And I was like, oh,
you can't really do that,
gosh.
Can you? That's too much.
That is the bit that I went, oh no, that is going to be a stumbling block, because I had the summer of dreams planned out.
Honestly, nothing to do with the kids.
Oh my God. I had the summer.
Look at the tan on it. Yeah.
I've still got the tan now, honestly. I had the summer of dreams planned, Tube, right? Yeah. So from Mallorca, right? I was flying back 2 days later to meet the family at Gatwick Airport, because we were flying out to Barbados for 2 weeks. 2 weeks solid in Barbados. From Barbados, me and the family were flying to Miami for 5 days. And then from Miami...
Carlos, this ain't happening, pal.
Honestly, from Miami, the family flew home, and then Tom and Frank, the editor at Cycling GK, were flying to LA. And then I was going to fly from Miami over to LA, meet them, and we were going to meet all the Spotify people, execs, like go and do a few podcasts out there, all that kind of stuff. Honestly, mate, it was a dream summer.
You had another one?
What was that?
You went back to Mallorca with
Kate. Then a few weeks after that, we went to Mallorca for another 5 or 6 days. So it was a jam-packed summer, mate.
Not bad.
And not only that, like I say, I do. My summer for me is like a really important time, because I think people underestimate how mentally taxing football can be. You know, there's so much stresses and strains in it that you just need an unwind. You need a reset button, mate. You need to go away, forget about football, and have a nice time. And I had all this stuff placed. And he was like, yeah, we want you like next week, we need you like to fly out in a few days. And I was like, oh, mate, that might be a bit of a stumbling block, I won't lie. And because they're halfway through their season as well, like the money part of it wasn't actually a big deal for me too much. It really wasn't because I think just going out there and it's an experience, and that's how I'd have looked at it. It would have been an experience. But he was basically like, listen, mate, the bad news is though that we're halfway through the season and our budget is basically gone. Like, because they have a budget, they have a wage cap and a wage structure.
Yeah, I've heard they can only pay like
X amount of players outside.
Exactly. Yeah, he says so we've got like next to nothing left. So if you're coming out here, you might be doing it for 3 months, but we can't really pay you. And I was like, ugh. So there was a couple things going against it. The thought of actually going out there and playing would have been incredible. It really, really would have done. Yeah, I had to think about it a bit more sensibly, logistically, with the family, with all that kind of stuff. And it was like, listen, it's just a bit too soon. I think in the future, if something arises, I'm open to it, but just not now. It's just not the right time.
True, but they're a bit naive, though, aren't they, to be thinking their Premier League goalkeeper has just finished his season.
Yeah, we'll just jump.
It's going, go, and go and play for free.
If they need someone, they need someone.
Yeah, no, but we can't really pay you. I mean,
yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah,
it is a bit, you know, it's a bit like.
But again, maybe.
And by the way, get on a plane to where we need you now.
Maybe,
okay. That's not very good.
Because of the, like, they're not daft. They will have known that by giving you access and whatnot, what we could have done with the channel over there and everything else. So
yeah, I mean, but come on, like. Yeah. No, you're sat here, but he's a top goalkeeper. You can't just go, oh, you can get your GoPro out. We're not going to pay you. It's not like you need to be doing...
No. It would have been cool, though, to go out to America and do like GoPro in the goal.
You never know, mate.
It would be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah. But, like you say, we're in September now.
You can do a football fill-in. Yeah. You can do all these podcasts.
Yeah, no, we could have done. Yeah.
You're not going to call it the soccer fill-in now.
The soccer fill-in. You're not going to... Yeah, I mean, yeah. Pay him.
Yeah, but I don't think I'll... Not for the next year or two. I don't think I'll ever close the door to the MLS, though, because that is... That's not just footballing basis, is it? That's a lifestyle choice.
It's a lifestyle. It would be beneficial for the channel.
It would be.
I think it truly would take it to the next level, and it would just be brilliant for the family. I think Kate and the kids would love it. Not that I'm sounding like I know Kate really well with the kids, but it just seems like a nice little 2 year.
I totally agree. Yeah,
I think one thing I would say, I find it. I think there's still plenty in the locker. Obviously, Watford.
Yeah.
A mare last season, really, and it was shame they went down. But you had a good season.
Yeah,
you
did.
You had a good season. It was a solid season. I'd have liked for you to have got a bit of a send off personally, and as your pal rather than your business partner or whatever.
Did that annoy you?
Nah, not really. No, I don't. I'm not the kind of guy who likes attention. Full stop. To be honest with you, like I'd rather just sort of when the season finishes, shake everybody's hand, give a few cuddles and stuff like that. Like I bought all the staff like bottles of Disaronno and whiskey and all that kind of stuff. Thank you for everything. And you know, if you ever need anything, just let me know and stuff like that. But I'm not that kind of guy because I live my life like just being nice to people. So I don't need to make one final effort to be nice to people or for whatever. I'll do it every day anyway. So for me, no. I like to just do my work, go home. That'll do me. Thank you very much.
Potentially end of a chapter though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Potentially, and it's like, it's different for you. You're in it.
Yeah.
You're the player.
Yeah.
But like for friends and family, like I know when I know I would speak for your family who I know very well and other friends that it's like, it's been a big part of our lives, hasn't it? And our children's lives, watching you every week, you go... The big one in Wrexham when you won the LDV,
Birmingham,
the League Cup, the two League Cups at United,
making my England debut.
You know, we've been there for all these moments, and it's been, mate, it's been an absolute honour watching it.
Nah, it's been class. I had to go and tell my dad this because my dad's like my biggest fan. Like he is, he's my biggest fan. So I went round and told him like the next day, and I was like, Dad, listen to this, and he was like, oh, go on then, yeah, go on then, and I went right. I got offered a job yesterday and he went, football? And I went, yes, football. And he went, go on. And I went, Newcastle. And he went, it's a long way away, that. But that's because he knows me. Do you know what I mean? He knows how I work and he knows that if I was to go to Newcastle, it's a bit of a problem.
You
almost.
Are a home bird.
I am a bit of a home bird, I won't lie.
The fact that he said that straight away, it just sort of sums it up.
I knew he would.
Yeah.
I knew he would. And then I explained everything. And I was like, mate, the contract, it had to be respected. It was a really, really good offer. Newcastle, as a club, I just think, do it properly. They're a proper team. Everything is done properly. But he was like, yeah, that's a long way away, mate. That is a long way away. So yeah, that is the interesting story of how I finally know, and now finally am at ease and at peace with the fact that I think I'm retired.
I think that's it. And was there anything else, inquiries wise, offer wise, Europe? Yeah.
There were a few. We had a really interesting one a few weeks back from Nice in France, which would have been lovely.
This was after Casper.
Yeah, obviously Casper signed for them, and then Aaron Ramsey signed for them as well. Ross Barkley's just signed there as well. Yeah. We had an offer there to go there as number two, because apparently their goalkeeper might have been leaving or something like that. Nothing ever really transpired from it, but you do get loads of little offers. Do you know what I mean? Where they'll come to an agent, or they'll come direct to me, and they'll just be like, "What do you think?" Do you know what I mean? That's how it works. So it's been an interesting summer. Something I've learned a lot from. I can honestly say that I'm at ease with my decision. I definitely am not missing playing football. In fact, if anything, I am enjoying watching football more than I've ever done in my life. Yeah. More than I've ever done in my life. It is like, I understand now why fans and everybody lives for the weekend, because now football, I get to watch it on a Saturday afternoon, and I do. I'd absolutely buzz off it.
What about a coaching role?
Definitely not choose.
Definitely not. Definitely not. For someone like Birmingham, West Brom said, come in, look after the youngsters.
Not at all, no. I've honestly just got no interest in that, because if you're a coach, it's the same as being a player, basically.
A part-time coach, so you go in.
No, even that. I'll happily go and help out, and now and then I might, I've been offered to go into a few football clubs and just sort of take a training session, or just sort of talk to the kids or something like that. And I'm open to doing that for sure. Because I love like the coaching side of it. I think I'm actually fairly decent at doing it, because I can see the technical parts of goalkeeping, and I love breaking it down and trying to explain.
Plus,
it
you're
to
good
people.
With people. You're good with people.
Yeah, I'm good with people, so I feel I'll be able to put it across to them in a way that they'll understand. But in terms of kind of a full time job or even a part time job, that's not something I'm fully interested in doing. But now and then, for sure, I'll go in and I'll help people out.
Right, I got a little funny one though. So obviously with you not playing, just a little quirky thing that happened. So we were watching the footy a couple of weeks ago. I was at home Sunday afternoon. I'm watching the footy with my lad. I can't remember who it was on. I think it was United Arsenal. And I was like, wouldn't mind going out. I'm watching this actually, taking the lad out. And for the first time in ever, I was like, oh, I might text Ben, see if he wants to go out and watch the footy.
Yeah.
So I didn't.
And yeah, so we didn't.
I went, sorry. What are you up to?
No, I stayed and watched it at home. But the next day I came in and I said, I nearly texted you yesterday again about football. And you went, I nearly texted you saying
the same thing. Honestly, I was sat at home with Louis, and the game was about to kick off in half an hour or whatever. And I was thinking, I would love to go into the pub and watch this here. And I was like, shall I text Tom and see if he wants to bring like George and Sebby, his boys and stuff, and we'll just go and watch it in the pub? Like,
yeah.
But that's the beauty of being able to do what you can do now. Like, if we want to go to the pub, I can go to the pub guilt-free with a pint in my hand, yeah, and just enjoy it like a fan would do it. And that is such a nice feeling.
I watched the vlog you did when you went to United. What was it like watching a Premier League game?
Yeah, it was...
I should be on?
No, not at all, mate. I think it's because I never normally get to go to matches.
That's
and
what I mean,
sit
yeah.
there in the stand in the crowd and watch a game.
Couldn't get into the stadium.
Yeah. To be fair, we did. To be fair, it was all good. Like, people were all positive, and everyone was like, "Nice to see you, nice to meet you, and love the work you're doing," all that kind of stuff. But it was nice to watch it from a fan's perspective up in the stand, because you see a different game almost. You know what I mean? When you're in it,
you're concentrating constantly.
You're just focusing on what kind of you need to do. Almost, but when you're watching it from that bird's eye point of view, you can see where teams have frailties, or teams are attacking or taking like dominating the game in what areas, and what player is doing what. I love it. I'm watching it from a different perspective, thinking, this is incredible. You get such a better gauge of how the game's going. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You don't need to be watching it on telly and listen to the commentator, because the commentator can spin it however they want. Do you know what I mean? If that's his mate that's on the pitch, he can just buzz off that player if he wants to. And a lot of people just listen to it and might make their opinion up off of what that commentator said. Yeah. But when you're watching it with your own eyes, you can look at it and think, yeah, he's good with the ball, but when he's not, watch him. He's not working. He's not moving. He's not. There's no intensity. And they're the little bits you pick up on.
It was mad, though, because obviously being a former United player and amongst football fans, you had, Ben had a token cap on. You couldn't walk 5 feet, could you?
No, yeah.
He could, and tell them how Ian Wright stitched you up at the Man United game.
Ah, Wrighty's a git, by the way. What a git. Yeah, I'm trying to go a little bit incognito, right? Because if I'm just by myself, the problem with me is Tubes, right? I'm fairly recognisable because I've got a big chin, I've got a big beard, yeah, and I've got a big bungle head.
And
right?
You're 6'4".
Yeah, and I'm six foot four.
To be fair, you've also played in the Premier League for 20 years.
That as well.
And you've got a YouTube channel.
Bungle head Fozzie.
And you've got a YouTube channel with over a million subscribers.
For people who don't know who Bungle is, by the way, like there used to be a kids'
picture
TV
on the
program.
Screen
called, yeah, he's up here. It's called Rainbow.
Zippy.
Yeah, Zippy, Bungle and George. Zippy. Yeah. So I've just got his big head. So I'm fairly recognisable because I'm tall. I stick out like a sore thumb anyway. So we had these couple tickets to...
Stand tickets
for United game. And this was the game where they've got the protesters on, you know, the Liverpool game. It was about a month ago. And so we've gone to have a look at the protests. Protests were absolutely fine, weren't they? Peaceful.
Yeah,
it was a bit of a good atmosphere. It was a nice atmosphere, to be fair.
It was an interesting atmosphere.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't... Yeah. There was no...
It came across like that in the video. I wasn't sure if you left bits out.
No, we didn't want to make it something it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. Okay. Honestly, there was no anger, there was no ag. It was just they're doing what they're doing. Fair play, let them crack on with it. It was cool. They had the green smoke flares, all that kind of stuff, and it was good to just go and see it. Really. So anyway, we're then at this point like, right, come on, the game kicks off in half an hour's time. Let's go and find our seats. And mate, we walked up. We must have walked around the whole stadium about 3 times. Yeah, we were all over the shop going, what? It's like gate F, but then you've got E. There's no F.
No one knew.
Where's F? Like, stewards. How do we find this? And we'd ask a steward, and the steward would go that way. All right, cool. We'd go that way for 10 minutes. We'd go and get another steward, and he'd go, it's that way. And I was thinking, oh mate, come on. To which point we're getting close to like kickoff time now. Anyway, so anyway, we're walking down one bit, and it must be like an exec entrance or something. It's like a posh entrance or something like that. And anyway, Ian Wright was like just waiting to get in, but he was getting pestered by fans for like pictures and stuff like that. And there was a queue, wasn't there?
Mm.
Yeah, there was a queue waiting to get his pictures with Wright. And Wright is golden, Wright is the main man. So he's taking pictures, hello, just chatting with everyone like that. So as we've walked past him, I've gone to Tom, I've went, that's Wrighty.
Go say hello.
So he's gone, oh, just go and say, I was like, oh my God, why didn't I say hello kind of thing. So anyway, I turned back quickly. I sort of tapped him and went, Wrighty, hello, mate. And he's kind of looked up at me and gone, Fozzie, Ben Foster.
Look, everyone, it's Ben Foster.
Look,
he's here.
Look, everyone, Ben Foster. And he's putting his arm up. And at this point, everyone's just going like that, looking. I'm thinking, you dickhead. Wrighty, you absolute dickhead. And he's pissing himself
brilliant.
Laughing.
He's got what he's
so,
off.
Yeah, so he's literally just about to walk in. He's like, belly's going like, oh. And at this point, I just get like 4 or 5 or 6 groups of people. Hiya, nice to... And I'm thinking, oh, wow, we're going to miss kickoff here.
Yeah.
And do you know what? We actually missed kickoff here. So
video.
We went, eventually found our gate. They had closed the gate already kind of thing. We had to wait outside for about 15, 20 minutes.
We got in about 8 minutes into the game.
Yeah,
eight minutes
into the game.
Yeah.
So Wrighty made us miss the kickoff for the Man United Liverpool game because
nice
he was
one,
frigging,
Wrighty.
Giving us an absolute plonker. But what a guy. But yeah, it was a good day though, wasn't it?
Now you've officially retired as of from this podcast. Will you do loads more of those trips now?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I love doing all that kind of stuff. So this is one of the things I wanted to talk about as well, which kind of what's next. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So obviously we're busy people. We do podcasts, we do the football fill-in, we'll do football videos, but I really want to start going to some of the games that I've never been able to go to. So the biggest derbies
Bucket
in the country,
games.
You know, the biggest derbies in this country, the biggest derbies in Spain, Barcelona, Real Madrid.
Yeah,
100% you can come. I want to do AC Milan, Inter Milan. I want to do all of those kind of massive ones.
Can we go Old Firm?
Oh, mate, Old Firm.
My God.
Please let me come to that
I think
one.
We need to get in the comments below the biggest worldwide games because I've got the one on my list.
Old Firm's the one I want to watch.
Old Firm.
I want to watch that one.
And it's a bit of a travel, but Boca and River.
Yes.
Wow,
yeah,
that would be a proper
up.
One.
There's a contract.
Yeah. So, Bayern Munich, Dortmund for sure as well. But if we're doing it in Europe, Tubes, right? We've got a camper van, yeah? The lovely people at Camper King have sponsored us to have this incredible camper van. It sleeps four people, yeah?
Yeah.
It is all singing, all dancing. It's got an oven, it's got hobs, it's got a fridge, it's got a freezer, it's got a gas canister in the thing. Oh, mate, it is absolutely beautiful, right? So if we're doing it in Europe, we're doing it in the Camper King van.
Yes, absolutely.
Deal?
Absolutely.
Do you want left side of the bed or right?
I'm going to go right side, please.
So okay. you
big spoon or little spoon?
Little spoon,
you
please,
two can do top and tail upstairs, yeah, and I'll have the big one downstairs.
Yeah, that was
right?
The old thing,
yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Oh,
you'll
mate,
be cold,
I'm
we'll be warm.
Yeah, but mate, that, I really, yeah, really want to do this. I'm so glad you didn't sign that contract to Newcastle.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the first trip in our Camper King van, and it is the bumblebee, we call it, don't we?
Yeah.
So
you can't miss it. It's like dark yellow.
I saw it on your Insta story.
Burnt orange almost.
Yeah, bright yellow, isn't it?
It's yellowy. Yeah, yellow-y. It's got yellow hues. Yeah.
Where's the first road trip?
The first road trip we're doing, Tubesy boy, is what month are we in now?
September.
Next month, it's the Real Madrid Barcelona game.
El Clasico.
We are taking the camper van out and we're going to go to the game in the van.
Bernabeu,
boom. Come and get involved if you want, Tubesy boy.
We'll pick you up.
We're going to vlog it and we are not staying in hotels, yeah?
No.
Listen to me, we are not staying in hotels. We are doing it proper. If we're going in the camper van, we're sleeping in the camper van, okay?
We're
going
to take one half of, what did you get, the Cobham Cray twins?
Yeah, the Cobham Crays.
Big so we're edge, doing yeah. that. That's what we've got to look forward to, lads, all right?
There you go, booked.
Boom, there you go.
Vlog coming soon.
Yeah, there you go.
So you can do so much more, like, you've had a great career, like amazing, but if it wasn't right for you and this stuff makes you happy,
now we're about to have some fun, mate.
On.
Now we're about to have some proper fun.
Yeah.
Crack on.
There you go, guys. Boom. And that was it. A very special edition of the Fozcast. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I did. That was lovely, wasn't it?
Yeah, but
that was
just nice. Want to say great career.
Cheers, mate.
Great
you
career.
Very much.
Unbelievable.
Shake your hand as well.
Go on. Yeah.
Nice one, mate.
Lads, class as always.
Amazing.
Up the Fozcast.
Come on, Tubes.
You go, and then I go next.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Oh, have I messed up the order?
Yeah, a little bit.
Because
I'm the guest. Go, you go.
I'll do it. Ready?
Yeah.
Up the Fozcast.
Up the Fozcast.
Up the Fozcast.
Go on, the boys.
Yeah.
Well done, lads.
Enjoyed that. Thanks, everybody, for watching. We hope you enjoyed the latest episode of the Fozcast. Don't forget to give us a follow on Spotify. Up the Fozcast.